Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Lunar New Year is on February 1st. And 3 days later, the Winter Olympics kick off in Beijing. And with China maintaining strict COVID protocols, ticket sales have been halted, and the mood in the capital there is tense. Asher Gillespie has lived in Beijing for many years, and he owns a pizzeria there. Its English name is Pie Square.
Fong Pie Pizza. I grew up in Michigan, so it's a Detroit-style pizza place in Beijing.
Are you all going to eat Hawaii, or do you want to do half?
Yeah, we
want to
do half and half.
You order at the counter, and then you go sit down. I've got six taps of different beers there.
In 2000, Gillespie went to China to study as an undergraduate for a year.
And actually, in that time, that's when they announced that Beijing had gotten the rights to the 2008 Olympics, the Summer Olympics. So that was one of the reasons that China seemed so exciting at the time. You could tell a boom was kind of coming, and I just figured there'd be a lot of job opportunities coming. In the era that I was here, so 2000 onwards, there was slowly a growing restaurant community. So you could find barbecue. Eventually some Mexican places came into town. You could find kind of each and every type of food. And actually that kind of went all the way through the 2008 Olympics. And you got it by just kind of having that style of food. And then kind of during and after the Olympics, people came in over the top, and then you had to actually be good at doing that food.
2008 drummers to coincide with the 2008 Olympic year.
The 2008 Games were a huge moment for China, a kind of debut on the modern world stage as not only an economic powerhouse, but a cultural force as well.
And they had that amazing opening ceremony, and we were just all kind of blown away. And then I remember getting phone calls from my parents and some friends just being like, that was incredible. So it was, there was a real excitement for it. You know, it was the summer, it's hot, it was, I don't know, I think people were working, but it just seemed like 2 weeks of just going around, going to every venue, trying to check out this water polo, volleyball.
Officials are ready. We are ready. Let's get this gold medal match underway.
Beach volleyball, we went to some track and field, we did a baseball game. I don't know, I just felt like there was no shortage of events to go to, and people just kind of handed tickets. Oh, we went to a soccer game. It really, really was a good time.
Argentina!
You know, when it was announced that Beijing got the 2022 Winter Olympics, we were all kind of excited and planning for how to maximize opportunities to do good business and have a good time during those games. You know, this is the one. It's right in Beijing. It'll be live when we're open, right? We have a lot of local Chinese coming into the restaurant, but we also have people from all over the world in our restaurant. And so it would have been fun throwing on the games, having some friendly chit-chat over a couple beers while any event is going on, because everybody's going to root for their country to win, but it doesn't really matter at the end. It's all just a good time, and it's competition. So we would have loved it.
Now, that, of course, was before wave after wave of COVID started hitting the world.
We were all wondering for these last couple months, are tickets going to be on sale? Are we going to be able to go? If we go, are we going to have to be in the bubble? Are we going to have to quarantine before we go in the bubble? Or are we going to have to quarantine when we go out of the bubble? So, and these things are kind of changing as, you know, even as we speak. You know, we're going to be watching from TV just like everybody else is.
Asher Gillespie at Pie Squared in Beijing.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.